you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
The Dodgers, with a very unusual start to their season. You might recall a few days ago they were in Seoul, South Korea for a two-game series with the San Diego Padres that they split. The Dodgers won the first one, dropped the second one, and those counted in the regular season standings. The Dodgers then came back to Southern California for the traditional freeway series of exhibition games with the Angels, and now it's back to the regular season again for Game 3. It's the home opener. The Dodgers hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. Tyler Glasnow will be on the mound for the Dodgers as he was for their season opener in South Korea. And with me, the host of LAist All Things Considered, Nick Roman. It's the double play. Nick, we're here, the home opener this afternoon, shortly after one.
Yeah, it's a happy day. Boy, this is like the best day of the year, you know, when baseball finally arrives you know, it gives you, certainly during the day, I may sound a little distracted this afternoon when I'm on air because I'll have a bunch of ball games on the TV.
We understand. Very, very exciting day. So let's talk about, I mean, there's so much change with the Dodgers this year. A rebuilt pitching staff, new offensive acquisitions led by Shohei Ohtani. And then we have this bizarre circumstance and multiple allegations involved in Shohei Ohtani and his since fired interpreter.
Yeah, and the interesting thing will be to see how well Ohtani can sort of compartmentalize his life and put all of that aside while he still plays baseball. My guess is he can do it, but certainly this story isn't going away. There are a zillion questions still to ask, not just about, you know, the ones that everybody is sort of curious about and speculating. On social media, did Ohtani bet on baseball, though it doesn't look like that, and nobody said that that's the case. But then the other questions are, how do you let somebody who is siphoning off millions of dollars, how do they get so close to you? How does this happen? How is it that, you know, eagle-eyed bank officials or business managers don't notice that all that money is going out the door? How do you sort of shake the emotional part of being betrayed in a sense by someone who's been very close to you for the entire time you've been in the United States, to say nothing of adjusting to a new team and a new interpreter and a whole bunch of new pitchers. So, yeah, it's a whole lot of stuff. And, we'll see how emotionally and how mentally strong Shohei Ohtani is in the first, you know, few weeks of the season.
Dave Roberts was asked, I think it was before the first of the Freeway Series games at Dodger Stadium, you know, is this going to be a distraction for the team? I wouldn't think for the team this is an issue because the players don't really know anything. They can't, there's nothing for them to comment on. There's nothing to even ask them about but for Ohtani, as you're saying, this is really going to be a question with all the unanswered questions out there. Is this going to be a distraction to him?
Yeah, and of course, Dave Roberts is a good guy to have in this kind of a situation because he has a Japanese background. He is, he can fend off all kinds of things. He can chat with Ohtani in his own language. There's a lot of good things of having Dave Roberts there. And then the Dodgers are just smart about this kind of stuff, too. Although it would have been nice if they had maybe more closely checked Ipe Mizuhara before, you know, they gave Ohtani a big, big contract. You know, you have to understand who is surrounding the players that you're bringing in. But I would suspect that you're right, that Ohtani and Dave Roberts and the whole team can kind of get past all of this and just play baseball. But certainly the story's not over and something else is going to happen. We will hear more about it. There'll be a development of some sort. We just don't know when it's going to come.
We're talking with Nick Roman as the double play in advance of the Dodgers' home opener, their third regular season game of 2024, the game shortly after 1 this afternoon. I mentioned that Tyler Glasnow was going to be on the mound. He's the ace now of the Dodgers, acquiring him and signing him to a long-term contract, Southern California, young man who played at Ard High School. And then the number two in the rotation, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, also signed out of Japan. And his debut did not go well in Game 2 in Seoul, Nick.
No, it did not. You know, was that just sort of adjusting to a new team or throwing different pitches or a slightly different baseball? We don't know. We're going to find out. He'll pitch again this weekend against the Cardinals. I mean, I've never seen a guy who had never pitched in the big league who was so highly rated as Yamamoto. And he had done things in Japan that no player had ever done with, you know, what they call the Sawamura Award, which is essentially Japan's equivalent of a Cy Young Award. He won more of those, and he won more MVPs than Ohtani did when he was there. So you would hope that it's just a matter of adjustment. Again, Dave Roberts says that he's not particularly concerned, but Dave Roberts will always say that.
Yeah, right.
You know, nobody's going to say,
especially
really worried.
One
I don't
game.
Think this guy's very good. And you got to hope that he's going to be good because he's going to be around with the Dodgers for a long time.
He's only 25 years old. For some reason, I didn't realize because of his distinguished career in Japan, what a young man he still is.
Yeah, and that's a lot of mileage on a kid pitcher. Same with Ohtani. And you know, you hope that they can you have to adjust. It's different in the United States, the way that the pitchers are used and the way that the teams are prepared. Although Yamamoto has a different kind of game prep, the Dodgers have pretty much let him do what it is that he does. But again, adjusting to a new team and a new catcher and a slightly different baseball, it does make a difference.
I'm so excited to see what young Bobby Miller does this season in his early 20s. He may well be the ace in not too long.
I think he'll be the ace by May. You know, I mean, he's
that
good.
He is strong, yeah.
He is really good. He throws really hard. I've been waiting for him to come up for a long time, and he sure looks like that kind of an ace. You know, the other thing, Larry, about it is that the Dodgers have a 5-man rotation. They've got 5 guys sort of in the wings, healing up and getting ready, who can come in the middle of the season.
It's
they have
be
another pitching staff.
We may have a whole other starting rotation of top players. Nick, always a pleasure. We'll talk with you again soon and welcome A back for the triple play soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You'll hear him this afternoon. LAist host for All Things Considered, Nick Roman, here on LAist 89.3. I'll tell you what's to come in the second hour of Air Talk momentarily.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.